Psalm 121. Last week, the first song of ascent psalm was a little bit on the grim side. It was in distress. He's crying out to the Lord, and he was attacked by false tongues, and woe is me, and it was just kind of a bummer in a way. Now we have quite a step upward here in the next ascent psalm, the one today, and it's entitled God, the Help of Those Who Seek Him. And the familiar verse we begin with, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. And you can visualize, those of you who have been to Jerusalem, as you approach that city, you can always look up, because every direction you come from it, I'm not sure about from the north, but every other direction you come from, you're going up to Jerusalem. And so you're looking up to the hills. And then it says, from whence comes my help? And we need to keep in mind the setting here. You don't get help from hills. Hills aren't going to help you. But in this context, they're looking to Jerusalem, basically. And we'll see in the next verse here, the clarification here. From whence does my help come? Or whence comes my help? ? And then verse 2 is the answer. My help comes from Jehovah, from the Lord. Now we have Jehovah in here 5 times, and we have He 4 times, so we have a lot of Jehovahs in today's, or it's maybe in Lord in your translation. But my help comes from the Lord. Now, as we think of what does the Lord mean to you, well, it means everything, doesn't it? But one of the definitions here in the second line of this little phrase is who made heaven and earth. Now just think, we have the opportunity to pray to the one who made the heaven and the earth, and he wants to hear from us, and he wants to have this close relationship with us, and he's done everything for us, and it's only our lack of cooperation, or maybe it's resistance we have, is keeping us from even a closer relationship than we have with him right now. But my help comes from the Lord, the Creator, who made heaven and earth. So if he could speak this whole universe, and he could have spoken 100 universes into existence if he wanted to, without taking anything away from any one of them, I believe. But at any rate, we have one universe that we know about was made for man, and he made it. So if he can make that, you think he can handle your problem? Well, you may have a big problem today, a problem that's so big it's beyond solution. Well, it's not in his sight. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. And then he, the Lord, will not allow your foot to be moved. Now, as you would come up those valleys, now today it's either highways or sidewalks where the tourists are, and it's pretty easy walking. But in those days, you were walking over stones, you were walking up crevices, and there was often a time where you could have a real serious fall if you slipped. But here is the promise. He will not allow your foot to slip. And then he who keeps you, again, Jehovah, the Lord, who keeps you. Now, this is the first of 6 words here. Shamar, in the Hebrew, it means keep or preserve, and we have 3 keeps here, and then we have in the last 2 verses, we have 3 preserves. So you can have them all keeps, or you can have a hedged about, or you can have protected. Those are all that would be synonyms here of the word keeps. But the reason I was thinking of the benediction song, we have 6 times in that song the same word, right? May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift up his face and shine upon you. So keep you. Here is the word today in this psalm that is probably the key one word in terms of that. He who keeps you will not slumber. Isn't that good? You don't have to worry about God being asleep. Have any of you ever prayed and God said, no, I'm asleep now, can't hear you? No way. He will not allow your foot to slip. He will keep you. He who keeps you will not slumber. And behold, listen up, he, Jehovah, who keeps Israel. So we pray for Israel, but don't worry about Israel getting lost. Don't worry about Israel being destroyed. He keeps Israel forever. And we read in Jeremiah, if the sun comes up in the morning, Israel will be kept. Israel will not disappear until the sun fails to come up. So I think it's light today. That means the sun came up or it's coming up. It comes up about 7:36 this morning, I think. And, of course, we had some cloud cover, so you can't see it too well. But behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. A lot going on in northern Israel right now. It's not so much Hamas. That's all Hezbollah. And the intent is to destroy Israel. But you don't want to mess around with Israel because you're going to get burned. Verse 5, the Lord is your keeper. There's the same word, keep, and it says keeper. Here's a noun form, not a verb form. The Lord is your keeper. He is your shade at your right hand. Now, the shade in Israel, particularly in the summer months and all, is a really an important thing. You remember in the wilderness march, where it's really hot down there in that part of Israel, the very southern part, you know, it gets up to well over 100. It's like Death Valley, not quite maybe like Death Valley, very similar to that. And the Lord would keep a shade over the during the wilderness march. They had the cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. So he is your shade, he is your shelter, and then at your right hand. What does that mean? Well, most people are right-handed, and so that means that in those days they held the shield in the left hand. The shield was big enough you could kind of block the sun out if you held it up a little bit. But your right side, you didn't have really any protection on it because you had to have it free for the sword, right? So if you're left-handed, you can change this around to the left side. But the Lord is your shade at your right hand. And then the sun shall not strike you by day. You won't get sunstroke. He will shade you, nor the moon by night. Now, I don't quite understand they get the word lunatic from the luna is moon, right? So there is some belief over the centuries that you get weird if you do things in a full moon. And actually, there's even been police reports that crime and all that stuff goes up in a full moon. Now, maybe they can see better, I don't know. But he says here, nor the moon by night. He's going to protect you by day and night is another way of looking at verse 6. Shall not strike you. Verse 7, the Lord shall preserve you. Again, that same word, you could say keep, shamar. The Lord shall preserve you from what? All evil. Think of that, believer. So the evil you're getting into is by your consent. Satan no longer can have control over you without your consent. He's been defeated. That wasn't always the case before in the Old Testament, in the Old Covenant. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve or keep your soul. Wow. Isn't that great?
Yes.
The Creator of the universe will forever keep your soul if you're His. He shall preserve your soul. And then he shall preserve or keep your going out and your coming in. That means wherever you are, he's with you. You go out, you come in, he's there. You can't leave him. And that's just for until daylight saving time comes, right? No. This is from this time forth and even forevermore. So isn't that a great psalm? Just think that through a little bit. All these promises he has to keep us, to preserve us under all conditions, day and night, and from this time forth and even forevermore. So this time forth is about 3,000 years from the time that psalm was written. That doesn't even get a dent into the forevermore because that's on and on and on. Well, Lord, we thank you for your keeping us, your preserving us, We thank you for keeping us from evil. We thank you for shading us and shelter no matter what. And so, Lord, here we are to pray this morning, and would you just lead us by your Spirit, and may we redeem these moments and come to you, the creator of the universe, knowing that you don't slumber or sleep, and that you want to hear our prayers, prayers that are led by you, Holy Spirit. We come to you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, and in and through the power of the Holy Spirit. So may we pray aright as you would lead us, Spirit, in Jesus' name. I'd like you to just join in a prayer here. A couple of weeks ago, Pastor Jack Hibbs prayed this prayer before Congress in the session there, and there's a copy of it on the back side of your notes if you want to follow on in the written form. But it was a prepared prayer. He had to have that prepared and approved before it could be given. But it seems like this is a very inclusive prayer that I think we could join together with in praying, as Steve has already prayed here for some of the leaders in a way, and those in authority. So let's just silently join in hearing this prayer, if we could, please, and pray along with it in your hearts.
Righteousness and confidence in you, who alone is mighty to save. Hear my cry in this hour of great need, that we might be humbly blessed before you in the repentance of our national sins. You, Almighty God, are the source of all wisdom, and there is no wisdom but that which comes from you. So please come upon those here who are the stewards over the business of our nation with your wisdom, which comes from above, and with your holy fear, knowing that your coming day of judgment draws near, when all who have been and are now in authority will answer to you, the great judge of heaven and of earth, for the decisions that they make here in this place. I offer this prayer to you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Son, your Son, and our crucified Savior and resurrected Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, just reading from Deuteronomy 28, the promise is really to Israel, but it's to the blessings on obedience to you and your word. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. The Lord will command the blessings on you in your storehouses and in all to which you set your hand, and he will bless you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. The Lord will establish you as a holy people to himself, just as he has sworn to you. If you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways, then all peoples of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. And the Lord will grant you plenty of goods in the fruit of your body, in the increase of your livestock, and in the produce of your ground, in the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers to give to you. The Lord will open to you his good treasure, the heavens, to give the rain to your land in its season and to bless all the work of your hands. You shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. Wow. Wow. The Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above only and not beneath. If you heed the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today, and are careful to observe them. So you shall not turn aside from any of the words which I command you this day, to the right or to the left, to go after other gods, to serve them. So, Father, the word is so true, so timeless, and we see this nation having gone from a lender nation in my early youth to now the greatest debtor nation in the world, $34 trillion in debt, with an interest payments per year greater than our defense budget. We are no longer lenders. We are just prostituting ourselves as borrowers. And you know all that. And our hope is not in this nation. Our hope is in you. But as the dark gets darker, the bright shining of your word is even lighter. And how can we witness if there's not a need for the witness? And there's a greater need now than ever before. Time is short. And so what an opportunity to be alive. We thank you for today. May we use today. This may be our last day. If you give us tomorrow, may we be available for you tomorrow. May we just stand for what is right, Lord. And I pray, as has already been prayed in agreement on the pastors, that all of the services will be starting around on the other side of the world in just a few hours and then sweeping on around the whole world. May that your word would go out, not to the left nor to the right, as it said, but right on the center of your will. May your word go forth. I know it will accomplish what you will with it. And I just pray for your people to stand up, Lord, that we would stand for you. We would do what is right. We would return, not evil for evil, but we would return good for evil. That's what you're telling us to do, Lord. And so we don't see any shortage of evil around. So we have a lot of opportunities to show good, I guess. But we do pray for this nation. And we pray for the world leaders, Lord. And we pray for their souls, Lord. We pray you would turn them even as you turned King Manasseh around. And Lord, they would not perish, but they would have everlasting life. In Jesus' name. Let's close on that. We worship and adore you. Father, we do thank you for meeting us here again this morning. And Lord, we do want to praise you and worship you continually. May we be in a spirit of worship and praise, a spirit of desiring to please you, Lord. May we test every decision by what would you have us to do? What would please you? What is in accordance with your word? And do those things, Lord. Help us. Help us. Bless each one here because they came. And the needs that are included in each one, may they be brought to you, and may your will be done in each case. We thank you, and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.